from the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story that two of the big political attacks try to bring down Attorney General Paxton are in the news today. I'll bring you up to date on both. Our Lone Star story that sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, you DOT-regulated truck drivers. You need to get with them. Get your random drug testing program that is required set up. Get it done with Allied Compliance Services. You'll be a valued client. They'll be on call to help when you need it, no matter where you are. Out on the road, reach them at alliedcompliance.com. Texas service sector activity rebounded, but the outlook worsened, according to the Dallas Fed report today, and retail sales continue to decline. We got a fascinating story out of El Paso. You won't hear this anywhere else. It is a fascinating story involving veterans, military vets, and an on-base, university outreach thing in what appears to be a corrupt municipal judge from one of the little towns in that area who was linked to the recently ousted district attorney. Fascinating story. May have to set some other things aside just to bring it to you. Listen to the show, Pratt on Texas, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. As always, it is a great day to be a Texan, unless you have to drive somewhere. Out in all the ice out there, the winter storm warning for North Texas has been extended until Thursday. Governor this afternoon talking about maybe 48 hours for roads clear. The meteorologists at Fox 4 in Dallas were talking about extending until Thursday morning there in that region. A lot more flights canceled at DFW and Love Field. If you tried to fly anywhere, they've canceled American and Southwest more than 3,000 flights nationwide today. 18-wheeler pileup closes portion of I-10 in Kerr and Kimball County line. We're talking about an ice storm that's now reached into the San Antonio area. In fact, a lot of accidents in San Antonio and all around the hill country, just really all over far west Texas. 12-vehicle crash closed I-10 near Jeff Davis County. So in West Texas, Bernie police urges drivers to stay off icy roads after police officer injured in crash. I saw that picture. There was a truck jackknifed in one of the interstates in Dallas early this morning, and it just continues. So if you're in that kind of stuff, don't go out unless you have to. And they showed a picture somewhere. I think that may have been in the West Texas region. I don't know if maybe Snyder. Yeah, Snyder area of Brinks, one of these armored trucks turned over and somebody wrote, don't believe just because your vehicle's heavy. This is one of the interesting things that people just have no understanding of physics. The more mass it has, the worse it's going to slide. I mean, once you lose traction, you've lost traction. Being heavy, if you've got a coat of ice, being heavy doesn't add to your traction. Once you've lost traction, you're actually more dangerous in the sense that you've got more mass, and if there's velocity involved where you're already traveling, it's going to travel further and be worse. It's just odd the way people act on this stuff. Be careful out there. A lot of headlines to get to. A man who had, remember the missing girl that they found at the motel in Oklahoma? Who her family, they were all at a Dallas Mavericks game in Dallas, and she went to the bathroom and never returned back in April. It was a big story. We covered it. They said she was trafficked to Oklahoma City. They've arrested 33-year-old Emmanuel Cartagena on an outstanding warrant for sexual assault of a child. He met the 15-year-old victim in the American Airlines Center during the Mavs game. She went to the bathroom, didn't return. Surveillance video showed her leaving the arena with the suspect and says she took him to a house in Dallas, sexually assaulted her, and then took her to Oklahoma City. I think it was sex trafficking this girl. Drunk driver who ran a red light and killed a Euless police officer has been sentenced to prison. Fox 4 reporting out of Lake Worth that 26-year-old Dylan Molina was sentenced yesterday in that crash that killed off-duty detective Alex Cervantes. Two Dallas Zoo monkeys went missing. They're pretty ones. They're cool. Tamarin monkeys. They're neat. They got their big mustache. It looks like a Cowboys handlebar mustache. They say they were taken. And this, of course, you got all kinds of stuff happen. We had looked like people cut one of the other pins and let that leopard out, the clouded leopard, and there had been intentional cutting in another habitat there, so something's going on there. Suspect in custody in murder of a man who was tortured and injected with bleach. Ooh! KSAT reporting out of Live Oak said a second suspect's in custody in connection with the gruesome November murder of a man who was tied up, tortured, and injected with bleach. And then his body was dumped behind vacant apartments in Live Oak. Noelle DeSell, it's a female, 30, has been charged with altering and concealing a human corpse. Shamrock police in the Panhandle were in a chase. Somebody going over 100 miles an hour. KVII reporting that that Wheeler County Sheriff's Office, they're trying to stop this guy. And he's throwing out packages out the window down Route 66 in Shamrock. And it was a lot. They recovered 4 pounds of pounds of cocaine and 4 pounds of fentanyl pills. He pulled in a motel later where they arrested him and charged him. Excitement in Shamrock. Texas math teacher sentenced to 20 years for distributing child sex abuse material. This from WOAI San Antonio. Man from way out in West Texas in Valentine. 20 years in prison, 15 years of supervised release. The feds, I think, went after 60-year-old Albert Douglas Ackley, saying he was uploading and sharing files containing sexual abuse material of children. And he was apparently a math teacher at local public school there in grades 7 through 12. Grand jury cleared former Beaumont police officer following a deadly shooting of a retired Port Arthur firefighter. The argument and battle of first responders here. Former KBMT says that the grand jury no-billed the former police officer from Beaumont. The men were not neighbors, but they were having an argument, according to neighbors. And the police officer shot and killed him. So apparently the grand jury thought there was a reason for self-defense in that. And down in Snyder, they had a big explosion at the Kinder Morgan plant about 6:45 this morning. According to the emergency management office in Snyder at 6:40, well, actually, they're just passing on a press release from Kinder Morgan. At 6:40 a.m. Central Time, an incident occurred which caused power outage and damages to our SACROC, S-A-C-R-O-C facility located in Snyder. Flaring and venting occurred at the facility as well. All personnel have been accounted for. Thank goodness. Company has isolated and shut down the facility. And the area has been secured with the help of emergency responders portion. There's some roads closed there in Snyder over this. A man broke into a North Houston house, lit it on side, and barricaded himself inside, including putting a refrigerator over the door. I guess he wanted to die in there. It's in the middle of the night. They did get in finally to get him, and it was terrible. He had already passed out. He's in hospital. They're going to charge him when he gets out of the hospital. It wasn't even his own house he broke into and then set a light and barricaded himself in. And how about this from the Houston Chronicle? Former network engineer at Clear Creek ISD has been accused of stealing 58 cell phones and shipping them to Russia and Uzbekistan, according to a case being handled by the Galveston County Sheriff's Office. 51-year-old Eduardo Vasquez was charged with theft of property in connection with this deal. Ex-IT engineer there at Clear Creek ISD, I guess stealing their cell phones or something, sending them to Russia and Uzbekistan. Chick-fil-A customers in the Atlanta area have reported fraudulent activity on the chain's phone app. That from Nation's Restaurant News. Quite a bit of report there in that story broken by an Atlanta news station. All right, my friends, we've got so much more ahead on the program here on Pratt on Texas. If you missed yesterday or any day, you can go to the website and listen to the podcast. We'll be back in a moment right here on Pratt on Texas.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Do you have a skid steer?
WestTexasAttachments.com. Do you need an attachment now? WestTexasAttachments.com. West Texas Attachments specializes in renting and selling skid steer attachments. Hay spike, got it. Post driver, got it. Grapple buckets, got it. Attachments for every skid steer job you need. WestTexasAttachments.com can get your skid steer doing whatever you need it to. WestTexasAttachments.com, and they deliver. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Truck drivers, you got to have that random drug testing program in place each year. You need to get with them, AlliedCompliance.com. Two stories, both different stories about two different of the big cases, the big political attacks designed to destroy Attorney General Ken Paxton, of course, just reelected handily, a strong conservative. And two different stories out today, or out last night and today. Reuters has a story saying that a state, I guess, district judge on Friday denied the Attorney General's bid to dismiss a case on jurisdictional grounds. The judge pointed out he was not denying the motion from Paxton's legal team. He was not ruling on the merits of the case. This is a so-called ethics lawsuit. These things are pretty silly to begin with. They involve the silly clown court, the unethics commission, and everything else. This is the one that the leftists that now run, the leftist Democrat advocates who run the State Bar of Texas, that oversees, you know, a private organization that oversees the licenses, the state licenses of attorneys, that should be pulled from them, filed the lawsuit claiming that Paxton violated his, you know, his, because it's all opinion. They're a bunch of leftists, and so they said he was dishonest for claiming that there were irregularities and things in the 2020 presidential election. Of course, he, along with other attorneys general, sued, and the Supreme Court turned down the cases, but they did sue, and they have every right to do so. The state bar went after him trying to get his law license by claiming, you violated rules because you lied. In other words, this is another one of these political hit jobs over disagreement. The bar claims the allegations about the election were tied to his performance, or his lawyers are obviously arguing that he was acting under the cover of office as the Attorney General for the state of Texas. And I think that's absolutely right. And his lawyers' arguments are correct in the case because he's the Attorney General, that the state bar trying to discipline him for taking positions they don't like is tantamount to a judicial veto over the exercise of executive discretion, because the Attorney General's office is part of the executive in the government. And he's absolutely right. Now, this will end up being appealed, and who knows what will happen. Depends what appellate court it goes to. It's just going to hang out there. The charges themselves are laughable. But now we're on this issue of, well, do they even have the right to file this case? Well, this Judge Casey Blair, demonstrating that Judge Casey Blair is not a particular, it's either, I don't know, maybe a Democrat leftist or activist or advocate, or maybe just one of these people's not very smart. Says not ruling. He's not ruling on the merits of the case, but he wouldn't dismiss the case on jurisdictional grounds. This is a case that is so extremely obvious that it's because what it says is essentially an attorney general could not act. In other words, the actions of a statewide elected official are answerable, unless it's a criminal violation, are answerable only to the voters. And if you're saying that the bar that regulates lawyers can set rules that prevent an attorney general or go after to punish after the fact an attorney general for acting in a because they don't like it, that's insane. By the way, you don't even have to be a licensed attorney to be the attorney general. So it's bull and the judge is bull for that ruling. And then here's the other story. Dallas Morning News, Allie Morris and Lauren McGaughey have the story, and I think they've got an exclusive or something. I didn't see it anywhere else. You remember when the inside Austin, and you know it was, you had a Supreme Court justice resign, you had P. Bush, the failure at the Land Commission, actually not run for re-election so he could run for attorney general. All these moderate insiders got together with some of the big, big money givers. And all in advance was all ready to challenge conservative Paxton, mostly, I think, now, not because of his staunch conservatism, but more because he was a pro-Trump guy. These folks got together, and there was all kinds of actions. And one of the actions is part of this setup, and it had to be from the insiders, in my opinion, just stuff that they were all doing, maybe ad hoc. Maybe they weren't being given orders, but it's just the way, you know, how the left does. They've all got the same goal. Remember, a bunch of assistants who report to him wouldn't do what he wanted them to do. And then they claimed he was violating the law as AG and had their big press conference and went after him to try to topple him. Allie Morris, Lauren McGaughey at the Dallas Morning News have a piece today that Paxton is in settlement negotiations with the group of those so-called, they don't say this in the story, so-called whistleblowers. And folks, they are so-called whistleblowers. They know whistleblowing about it. Their job was to carry out the policy of the attorney general unless it was illegal. And they never have been able to provide any kind of stuff to prove all their wild accusations. And notice other people took the jobs. Things have just continued on just fine. You know, they claim he retaliated against them after they accused him of serious crimes. The problem is these people are direct political hires of political appointees. They serve at the will of the office holder. He has every right to retaliate against them and to fire them instantly, even if they just look at him wrong on a Monday morning. That's a fact. And it has to be that way or you can't have a functioning government in an executive office. So there was a joint filing last week. They report Paxton's lawyers and three of four whistleblowers asked the Texas Supreme Court to put the high-profile case on hold as they hash out details. Now, folks, if they can hash out details, that just tells you right there that the claims of this stuff were fairly meritless when it comes to, oh, he was breaking the law and doing all these favors and blah, blah, blah. Fourth whistleblower, James Blake Brickman, opposed the motion. He's not involved in the settlement, so he's still mad about something. And they say any agreed sum would be paid for with taxpayer funds. The agency's already paid private lawyers more than $463,000 to defend the state against the case. Because, again, these guys, this is just a big thing they all got together and did, trying to bring down their boss. It's been going on more than 2 years. They claim he committed bribery. You don't have negotiated settlements between employees for payout if there was a criminal charge. I'm just saying this was all bull. So then there's still a question before the Supreme Court of Texas is whether the attorney general can face the lawsuit at all. Again, his attorneys are correct. It's not because I like Paxton. This is just correct. His legal teams argued the state's whistleblower laws do not apply to the attorney general or other elected officials. They do not. They apply to officers of the state who are subordinate officers to office holders. Office holders, my gosh, can you imagine being a senator or a state rep or somebody and you can't engage in political discussions and anything with your staff and things? This is insane. So we'll see what happened. The court hadn't weighed in on that issue, but we do get the headline out of the Dallas Morning News that three of the four are engaged in settlement negotiations, meaning they probably decided it's better to get a check or something for some kind of, you know, the state just say, okay, take your $80,000 and go on down the road because it's cheaper than fighting the lawsuit. But again, if this were all real, what they claimed, we wouldn't be anywhere near this kind of situation. And I think it just gives us a pretty clear view of what bull was involved in that. The Dallas Fed is out with the service sector and retail sector reports. Growth in the service sector resumed in January. Perceptions of business conditions continued to worsen, though. Price and wage pressures were elevated, but with some moderation. Expectations on future business activity were mixed in the service sector. Retail, which is a subset of the service sector, headline says it all, Texas retail sales continued to decline, and it's pretty bad, and it just continues to worsen through January, and it wasn't good during during the Christmas holiday season. I noticed Bed Bath & Beyond going to close a bunch of stores, several in Texas. Not good out there. We'll be back in a moment, my friends.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver. And the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, "We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know." If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Joining the late William F. Buckley, standing athwart history and yelling, "Stop!" It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. I have a fascinating story from KTEP. That's Texas at El Paso, the UTEP public radio station. I guess they're associated with UTEP. And it's by Aaron J. Montes. And it's utterly fascinating. It's the kind of stories you don't hear about, except on Pratt on Texas, where I'm trolling all the state press every day and coming up with, you know, three times more than I can ever use in a show. And when the show was 2 hours long, it was exactly the same problem. Here's the story, though. Army veterans enrolled in a Park University. That's one of these organizations, universities, that provides training, I think, on military bases. Army veterans enrolled in a Park University class taught by attorney Roger Rodriguez at Fort Bliss say he promised as a judge he could help them get government jobs when they joined a group he started called the Combined Veterans Association. "I waited 2 years for him to get me a job," said David Poche, or maybe Posh, an Army veteran, told KTEP News. "And I said, this guy's a liar, so I never got a job with him." So KTEP spoke to half a dozen veterans who attended the meetings held by this attorney, Rodriguez. He's a judge, apparently, too. They talked to him in a coffee shop in West El Paso. Members of the group say Rodriguez pressured them to recruit more members. Some allege he also collected fees and cash for legal services he did not perform. One of those clients say he harassed and threatened her. Accusations are the latest involving Rodriguez, a traffic court judge in the little tiny village of Vinton, and raise new questions about his role as a legal advisor for former District Attorney Yvonne Rosales. She's the one they just pushed out of office that resigned instead of getting removed by a court. So, it's a Homeland Security course, and he would encourage everybody to join and get these people to get other people to join the course. Of course, maybe he's getting paid more by Park University, probably based on the enrollment amount. Who knows? Quote, he targets soldiers that just came back from deployment, Lalani Hart, a retired Army medic, said, because those soldiers already have full pockets of non-taxed pay during deployment. So he'd lure them over and push them to recruit some more. On a recording provided to KTEP News by one of the veterans of a meeting in 2019, Rodriguez tells the group, if you want the jobs, they're there, and the recommendations are there. If you want to tie in with the Secret Service, I'll give you my recommendation. Veterans Association was never registered as a nonprofit organization. It's now disbanded. Park University confirmed that Rodriguez is an adjunct professor, quote, in good standing, end quote, but's not teaching this semester. They said they had only had two complaints about him in 2022. Most members of the group said they don't want their names made public because they're afraid of this guy. Seriously. Several said Rodriguez had a quota for each person to recruit 30 new members because veterans who joined left after a few meetings. Some would come a little bit and then realize the smart ones figure out this guy's bogus or fake and they would just quit. Some veterans stayed hoping Rodriguez to deliver on his promises, including this push. He promised us a police badge. He said that's the way he keeps people in the group. Everybody was supposed to get a badge. Six veterans told KTEP that Rodriguez promised to give them a badge that would allow them to work as security guards. Well, that's a license in Texas to be a licensed security guard. At least three were, quote, sworn in and given an ID with the title of Bailiff, Village of Vinton Seal, and an expiration date of July 2021 and Rodriguez's signature. Cards were not valid. The village says that the municipality does not employ a bailiff, nor do we have a recent history of doing so. But village officials refused to confirm to KTEP whether Rodriguez is still a traffic court judge there. He still appears on their website as a judge as of this last week. And instead of paid jobs, he promised these vets, they became, quote, volunteer security guards for him. And then they claimed, some of them said he was doing legal work for him. One of them said he had helped him with the DWI case. Another veteran, the Hart woman, hired him to help her with the divorce, and he required a whole bunch of money up front in cash. And then later, it got really bad. I mean, he shows up at her house. She says he discharged a firearm, shows the reporter the living room wall, looks like a bullet hole, said she keeps everything real low now, so they're still afraid of him coming up. They're afraid of this guy. Another guy, Thomas Hoffman, testified in court in December that this Rodriguez brandished a gun during a breakfast meeting last year and alleged Rodriguez told him he had snipers everywhere. The attorney provided recorded conversations with Rodriguez and testimony to the FBI for further investigation. And they say because he's out there pulling a gun on the family, he's used to it, so overconfident he's untouchable. One of them said she's still afraid to turn her lights on at night and stuff. She thinks he's going to show up outside. And then we get in, and there's more. I'm just summarizing the allegations about, they write here, Rodriguez's role in the DA's office. And we've reported on that. I mean, this massive scandal, this feminist lefty defensive DA takes over and she blames everything that happens on the fact that she's a woman and that nobody wants a woman DA. And meanwhile, she's firing everybody that's got any expertise in this Walmart mass shooting deal and going for the death penalty. Anyway, other Democrats in town got together for the petition to remove her from office, and she finally withdrew and resigned. Now we learn in this story, says the allegations about Rodriguez Veterans Group, right? Remember, this guy's listed as a traffic court municipal judge in Vinton. Says it raises new questions about his role at the DA's office in 2021 and 2022. In November, Rosales, the former DA, resigned rather than risk being removed, and she took the Fifth Amendment when asked about Roger Rodriguez's role in her administration during her final court appearance in December. She described Rosales as a legal advisor during an earlier court hearing in September. And they go into that thing about the Walmart shooting and all of that. And says Rodriguez wasn't on staff, but represented the DA's office in a Texas Ethics Commission hearing in 2021. He was also the attorney of record for Rosales, the former DA, in her official capacity as lead prosecutor for El Paso, Hudspeth, and Culberson counties during a federal case as early as April 7th, 2022. According to court documents, Rodriguez was Rosales' attorney of record in a case concerning Senate Bill 1, which was about voter assistance and casting ballots, the one that the LULAC brought all the losing lawsuits against. Later on, it said some of the veterans who joined Rodriguez's association have spoken to the FBI. The FBI does not confirm or deny there's an investigation. Fabulous. It's a fascinating piece. There's more in it. It's at KTEP. If you want to look that up, just think K, you know, as in radio, west of the Mississippi, and then TEP, Texas at El Paso. Really good piece by Aaron Montes there. And headline, veterans accuse, quote, legal advisor, end quote, of former district attorney of fraud, harassment, and threats. Fascinating story out there, my friends. Switching gears to just, well, not very far away from Fort Bliss and there, the border. Governor Abbott yesterday has hired, I hate this term, I'm right there with some greats that say this calling position czar is really a disservice to the entire American idea, but they call it a border czar. We don't have Russian monarchs, but nevertheless, to accelerate wall construction, Mike Banks is who he's appointed. They had a press conference yesterday at in San Benito. The Banks was a Border Patrol agent in charge of one of the largest stations, the Rio Grande Valley sector, and he served in Washington at Border Patrol headquarters under Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz, and had served briefly as acting chief Border Patrol agent for the U.S.-Canada border. He will report directly to Abbott. They didn't disclose how much we're paying him or anything else. His job is to get out there and push on building a wall and getting the state wall built faster. And good, maybe that will help. I don't know. Representative Slayton sent out a press release saying he recognizes Governor Abbott for building some wall, but calls on the legislature to pass House Bill 209 to finish Trump's wall. He's been pushing for that. Not sure they all really, they want to spend the money, but they don't seem to want to take specific action. We'll see how it goes. Much more ahead on Pratt on Texas.
Patience is a virtue. Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Stay warm this winter with Hart heating and AC. Even with nice days, winter nights on the high ground of Texas are often extremely cold. Use your fine neighbors at Hart heating and AC to keep your heating system operating at maximum efficiency and keep comfortable and warm all winter. Keep comfortable and warm. Take it to Hart. Hart heating and AC. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com. Serving the Lubbock region? Take it to heart.
License TACLA 1229 a week.
Make your time on the lake or pond the best it can be with an Elite Custom Boat Dock from EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the coolest, most fun, and functional boat docks around. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and even diving spot on your boat or even jet ski dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Make your time count with the best boat dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Jeff Barker Computer Service custom builds better quality, longer lasting servers and high-end business and gamer PCs for you at competitive prices. Jeff Barker Computer Service is your proven local computer builder for PCs and servers. They've been at it for several decades and are expert. And they service what they build, even years later, when some firms will not. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
Texas Battery provides Texas-sized service for vehicle and equipment fleets. If you have a vehicle or equipment fleet, Texas Battery's expert knowledge and service will help keep your fleet on the road by limiting costly downtime and ensuring the right battery is in the right vehicle or machine to handle the needed loads and environmental pressures. Texas Battery Fleet Service keeps your fleet working. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com.
If you want shallow chit-chat, dead air, and amateur analysis, you're in the wrong place. This is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, and here's your prepared host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas Today in Texas History, brought to you by our good friends at USA Investigations. Learn all about their impressive team at usainvestigations.net. Employers, they'll do real background checks for you on employees. You better look into that. Liability's become a real problem. They also provide surveillance, security, witness statements and interviews, criminal and civil investigations, including financial fraud, and much more. Again, learn all the details at usainvestigations.net. Just call them and talk to them. They sponsor our Look at Today in Texas History here on Pratt on Texas. Today in 1827, so way before the Revolution of 1836, the Fredonian rebels fled when Mexican troops approached. The Declaration of Independence of the Republic of Fredonia was signed at Nacogdoches, 21 December 1826. Don't think of that as a real Declaration of Independence. That was a couple of hotheads and their own personal agenda, basically. 1859, William Menger and his wife opened the Menger Hotel in San Antonio. I used to go there till they did their smoking ban because the Menger bars where Teddy Roosevelt recruited the Rough Riders. And you could sit in there just like Teddy Roosevelt and enjoy a cigar and a whiskey. Used to make an annual, almost annual pilgrimage there to the Alamo next door. Don't go since they made it where you can't enjoy yourself. In 1961, Houston voters on this day, the last day of January, approved financing for the Astrodome, the eighth wonder of the world. And in 1986, on 31 January, in Houston, President Ronald Reagan spoke at a memorial service honoring the astronauts killed in the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster on 28 January. This is also the day in 1872 that a Reconstruction-era grand jury indicted Republican Governor E.J. Davis for, they claim he cheated the election, willfully, unlawfully, and feloniously making a false and untrue tabular statement in the third congressional seat. And but nevertheless, Federal Circuit Court found Davis not guilty later. It's an interesting story. Just tells you this stuff over elections is not new, despite this the utter ignorance and stupidity of people in our media. And you've been to Bovina? I've been to Bovina in the panhandle of Texas, right there on the part of the famous giant tin in Texas, the XIT Ranch in Palmer County. It was this date in 1899 that Bull Town, that's right, two words, Bull Town, got a more refined name when the post office was established. They changed it to Bovina. I kind of like Bull Town. You could even have legislative hearings there. Bull Town. And it's, and I got to tell you, there is an, you talk about fascinating stories out today that I wish I could just, you know, read you all of. Hayden Sparks at the Texan.news has a great piece. I remember covering this, these events on Pratt on Texas a decade ago. It was January 31, 2013, a former Kaufman County Justice of the Peace shot a prosecutor to death in broad daylight near the steps of the courthouse. Mark Hass was brutally murdered after he participated in the prosecution of Eric Williams for stealing computer monitors from the county. 2 months later, on March 30th, Williams murdered District Attorney Michael Leland, or McClelland, and his wife Cynthia McClelland with a rifle. He barged into their home during the pre-dawn hours, and the wife Kim drove his own wife drove the getaway car after the Hass's murder. Police thought it was the Aryan Brotherhood prison gang. But it wasn't. It was the guy Williams who had lost his law license and position as a justice of the peace after his conviction on theft charges of those computer monitors. He was a Republican, defeated a Democrat incumbent in 2010, and had been a member of the Texas State Guard. Kim Williams' wife testified at trial. Her husband was chipper on the morning he killed Mark and was in similar spirits the day he took the lives of Mike and Cynthia. Thrown some steaks on the grill that night to, quote, celebrate this. Well, this guy is still on death row in Texas. And this is a four-page story, and it's at the Texan. Go take a look. That's interesting. Oh, you know how crazy and insane the transsexual movement, transgender crap is all over the world? There's a big case in Scotland. It's getting the Scottish National Party, a bunch of left-wingers, trying to pass all kinds of trans protection laws. And so there's getting a lot of press coverage. There's a guy there, a man, Adam Graham, who claimed for years to be a woman. And now, and if you can, and this is our point, if you can identify as anything, you can just identify as anything. This guy's a serial rapist, a double rapist. Got a so-called life sentence. He was even put in a woman's prison for a little while. And now it identifies as an infant girl. And the government's providing with a pacifier in prison. Because this is the insanity of that all that stuff. Voter fraud, this really, oh boy. I've got two stories here that would, All right. I'm going to summarize this one very quickly. Remember the woman who was laughing about the cheating and we got it all on camera, taking old people's ballots and giving them gifts in return, it appears, and all that, that the great folks at Project Veritas filmed in San Antonio. And of course, the Attorney General's Office voter fraud deal went after an investigation. There's a big piece today at KSAT, or this week, voter fraud case against San Antonio campaign worker in doubt after Texas Attorney General departs the case. This is because of that stupid, stupid ruling from the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals that just casts aside decades of authority from the AG's office saying the Attorney General can't prosecute election fraud. The charges were not filed in Bexar County, even though that's where it happened. They were filed in Kendall County. I don't know if the DA there will pick it up or what, but this woman is, I mean, it's all on tape. And by the way, she's not just a campaign worker. That's the point. She's one of these politiqueras. This is how she makes lots and lots of money on behalf of many, many candidates. It's just acculturated. It's culturally accepted voting fraud. And they don't want us to prosecute it. It's crazy. Of course, at KSAT, they had to say the video was edited and produced. Then they mentioned, of course, prosecutors were given unedited video. Let me add to that, Project Veritas provides the unedited video on these things. They edit a version you can look at because it's already long, but they provide it. The press lies about them constantly. This woman, it's all right there on stuff, and we don't even know if she's going to get prosecuted now. If legislators don't act, they need to be unelected. There's a big deal that happened at University of Houston, you know, all this cops with a gun, and it's an example of where the students should have been praising and thanking the police for saving their lives. It could have potentially been that, but instead they've gone against the cops. And what they are is a bunch of theater students, drama queens, bunch of theater students that were stupidly like morons out practicing, rehearsing, you know, severe assaults and things in public. Some a bystander calls police. Police show up and they, of course, turn on the police. It is a very interesting story out today in the Houston Chronicle. And it is also an extraordinarily instructive story about just how stupid and politically agendized and snowflakey, wimpy these people are, and how messed up they are, which means their parents are too, because their parents brought them up to think like this. Everything about this story that the Chronicle tries to treat as if there was some kind of racial thing there, and boy, they're getting beaten up on the comments on their website for this, because it's just another low blow. There's nothing in this thing has anything to do with race or anything, and the whole thing is absurd. But it's presented to the public as see all this police endemic racism and stuff. It's shocking. Speaking of shocking, there's a story at the Texas Scorecard yesterday. Austin teacher sued for allegedly forcing students to simulate sex for her. They've named their big theater there after this woman, and there's all kinds of students that have come forward for many, many years saying that basically she got off on this stuff and had him do things that are terribly inappropriate. I don't care if it's acting or not. Sully Rice has the piece. Go look at it. TexasScorecard.com. Austin teacher sued for allegedly forcing students to simulate sex for her. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.